So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf discussed the machlekes Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish, how a lava nitik lase works. Rabbi Yechon holds a bitloy viloy bitloy. If one transgressed a lava nitik lase, he does not get malchus for the lav for as long as he does not eliminate the possibility of fulfilling the ase, even though he did not actually fulfill the ase. However, if he does eliminate the possibility of fulfilling the ase, he does get malchus for the lav because, as Rashi explains, Rabbi Yechon holds shalav toli bebitl hase. A lav anitik lase is not complete until the transgressor eliminates the possibility of fulfilling the ase. Therefore, as long as he has the ability to fulfill the ase, there's no malchus because the lav is not complete. While Rish Lakish holds, if one transgressed a lav anitik lase, he's exempt from malchus only if he actually fulfilled the ase. However, if he refuses to fulfill the assay, he immediately gets malchus for the lav, even though he can still fulfill the assay, because ein halav toli bebitul assay shemishosha over halav nigmar aval assay nitin laker es halav. A lav anitik lassay is complete from the time of the transgression, but the Torah gave the transgressor the opportunity to uproot the lav by fulfilling the assay. Therefore, if he comes to Beznev and refuses to fulfill the assay, he gets malchus. The Gemara explains that this machlekes is based on another one of their machlekes regarding Hasra, Safik, Shma Hasra. If Edom gave the perpetrator a questionable warning in that it is not certain that he will transgress if he proceeds, whether this is considered a valid Hasra for Bezdin to punish him. Rabbi Yechon holds Hasra, Safik, Shma Hasra. Hasra, Safik is a valid Hasra. Therefore, we can say, Halav toli bebit lase, because even though every lav and nitig lase is now considered Hasra, Safik, because the lav is not complete at the time he was given Hasra until later when he is mevatel the asay, nevertheless, if bitloy, he gets malchus because Hasra, Safik, Shma Hasra. While Rish Lakish holds Hasra, Safik, Lo Shma Hasra. Hasra, Safik is not a valid Hasra. Therefore, we cannot say Halav toli bebit lase, because since every lav and nitig lase is now considered Hasra, Safik, he would not get malchus even if bitloy, because Lo Shma Hasra. Therefore, we must say that ein halav toli bebit lase. And a lav anitik lase is not considered hasra safik because the lav was complete at the time it was given the hasra. We find there machlekes of hasra safik in the case of shvua sha'ichel kikr zehayim, va'av hayim loy achla ein aloika. If a person made an oath to eat this loaf of bread today, and when the day concluded he had not eaten the bread, both Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish agree that he does not get malchus, but for different reasons. Rabbi Yechon and Omer ein aloika mishum to have a lav she'im b'maisa ein loikin lav. He does not get malchus because he committed the transgression without an action for which one does not get malchus. Rish Lakish Omer ein aloika mishum to have hasra safik v'leishma hasra. He does not get malchus because this was a questionable hasra, since at the time of hasra he still had time to fulfill his vow and eat the bread. And the Gemara explains that machlekes is in Rabbi Huda's opinion. Rabbi Yechon holds the Rabbi Huda hasra safik shma hasra v'lav she'im b'maisa ein loikin lav. While Rish Lakish holds Rabbi Huda hasra safik lo shma hasra v'lav she'im b'maisa loikin lav. The Gemara continues with this discussion and cites a Mishnah on Daf Yed Zayin regarding shiloh hakein. If a person finds a bird's nest with eggs in it, there is a mitzvah to say that he must first send the mother away and then take the eggs, as the pasuk states, "Shalech teshalech haseim v'sabonim tikach lach." And there is a lav that he may not take the eggs before he sends the mother away, as the pasuk states, "Lisikach haeim alabonim." Now the Mishnah states, "Hanoit leeim alabonim." If he did take the eggs before sending the mother away, Rabbi Huda Omer loike v'einim shalech. He gets malchus because he cannot fulfill the asay. As Rashi explains, Rabbi Huda holds shalech mi'ikar mashma. The word shalech is past tense and implies that the asay can only be fulfilled before the lav was committed. Therefore, this is not a lav anitik lasay. While the chacham hold mishalech ve'ein aloike, he does not get malchus because he can fulfill the asay, because the chacham hold shalech achar leitikach mashma. The word shalech is present tense and implies the asay can still be fulfilled even after the lav was committed. Therefore, this is a lav anitik lasay. The Mishnah implies, however, according to the chachamim, loy shalech loike, if he did not fulfill the asay, he gets malchus for the lav. And according to Rabbi Yechonon, who holds bitloy b'loy bitloy, the Mishnah must refer to bitloy. He eliminated the asay. For example, he killed the mother bird, in which it is impossible to send her away. I'm Rabbi Yechonon. Ein lanu ela zois v'ida acheres. There are only two such cases of lav anitik lasay where bitloy would be possible and one gets malchus. However, in all of the cases, bitloy would not be possible and one does not get malchus. The Gemara initially assumes that Einis Shagirish is the second case of bitloy, as the Braisa rules Einis Shagirish, a Mistral who machzer v'ein aloike. If the Mianis was a Yisrael and he divorced his wife, he does not get malchus for the lav because he can still fulfill the asay and remarry her. And bitloy would be possible if Dimadira lo al das rab. If he made a vow to forbid him from benefiting from her, and he made the vow subject to the public's agreement, he gets malchus because he cannot fulfill the asay, since such a vow cannot be annulled, as the Maimer says, Neder al das rabim im leafar. The Gemara, however, concludes that Oinish HaGirish is not a case of bitlay, because al das rabim ledvar harishus im leafar, av ledvar mitzvah yesh leafar. A public vow cannot be annulled only for an optional purpose, but a public vow can be annulled for the purpose of a mitzvah, such as the mitzvah asay that he must remarry her. And therefore, the second case of bitlay is in peya. A landowner is required to set aside the corner of his field for the aniyim, the poor people, to take these crops. And bitlay would be possible where the ochel isa. If he kept the peya for himself, made it into bread, and consumed it, he gets malchus because he can no longer give the peya to the poor. The Gemara continues to explain the previous Mishnah. The Elohin haloikin, ho'ichel nevelis v'trefis shkotzim v'remasim. Person gets malchus if he ate the meat of an animal that was nevela, not slaughtered, or trefa, had a condition from which it would eventually die, or he ate bugs or rodents. As Rashi explains, the Torah mentions several lavin regarding shkotzim v'remasim. For stam shrotzim, for all crawling creatures in general, there are two lavin. And for sheretz hamayim, creatures that live in water, there are two other lavin. And for sheretz haaretz, a creature that crawls on the ground, there are three other lavin. And for sheretz ha'ayv, there is one lav. Therefore, Abaye says, ochel pitisa like arba. If a person eats a certain sheretz hamayim, he gets malchus four times, two for stam shrotzim and two for sheretz hamayim. Nemala like a chamish. If he eats an ant, which is a sheretz haaretz, he gets malchus five times, two for stam shrotzim and three for sheretz haaretz. Tzira like a sheish. If he eats a bee, which is a sheretz ha'ayv, he gets malchus six times, two for stam shrotzim, three for sheretz haaretz, and one for sheretz ha'ayv.